Merry Christmas, Santa. Are you very busy?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, my dear friend. It's always a busy time up here at the North Pole, but it's a joyful kind of busy. How have you been?
I've been great. I'm actually considering what I would like to add to my Christmas list, and maybe you could help me. I'm going to turn on your vision here. Can you tell me what you're looking at right now, Santa?
Collectible figures. They look quite splendid and neatly arranged. Are these some of your favorite characters?
They are. Do you know what brand of figures they are?
Ho, ho, ho! I believe those are Funko Pop figures. They're very popular collectibles indeed.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, guys, I am back with a huge episode for you today. So excited to record. We have officially taken a very large step towards something that we've really only talked about in marketing futurism episodes so far, and that is AI vision, real-time AI vision, where these AI models, particularly today, ChatGPT, can see exactly what you're seeing in your environment. And today, yesterday, I should say, ChatGPT launched video and screen sharing input in their advanced voice mode, really being the first company in this development of AI vision, AI agents, computer use, and AI tasks to bring something like this to the masses. We've talked so much about AI vision in recent weeks, the ability of these AI models to, again, process visual input and how that ability is such a key function to agentic AI behavior, to actual helpful AI assistance, which is what all of these companies are working towards right now. We've talked about, again, Microsoft's Copilot Vision, obviously, which was probably the first thing to be rolled out that users had access to with real-time AI vision, even though it was really just limited to what you could see on your screen or in your browser. However, as far as I'm aware, it was only being made available to a select group of early beta testers and pro users, and it was exclusive to the Edge browser. So as monumental a step as it was, I don't think it was a huge rollout action as far as pushing AI adoption and AI vision to a mass amount of users, though everybody that did experience had similar Though those who did have access were apparently very impressed and had similar experiences that I did last night testing out AI vision within the ChatGPT advanced voice mode. Probably one of the more mind-blowing things I've experienced throughout this AI boom and recording this show, likely since the Clay episode where we talked about the Clagent and some of the amazing capabilities of Clay. I think this is the next one after that. And that's because that restricted availability of a tool like this all changed as of yesterday, day 6 of OpenAI's 12 days of OpenAI, where they announced that this video and screen sharing input would be coming to their advanced voice mode. If you are a Plus, Teams, or Pro user, for as little as $20 a month in the case of Plus, you can now have a Jarvis-like assistant in your pocket that can see what you see, describe what's going on around you, and that you can interact with. So if you have advanced voice mode on your device, and if you have been a part of the rollout so far, and we'll talk a little bit about that timeline, you can now enable the model to see via your phone's camera and talk in real time with the voices in that advanced voice mode about what you're seeing, what you're engaging with. Again, it is just truly incredible. And I believe, again, we are at a paradigm shift, a moment here with AI and AI adoption that changes the way humans interact with technology, and especially the way that they view and see AI. And this is the technology that once you start combining it with, whether it's augmented reality devices, where your assistant, your virtual assistant can literally see your virtual reality or the augmented reality that you're engaging with, or especially a wearable device like the Meta Orion smart glasses or the smart Ray-Bans, the Meta Ray-Bans, the Snap Spectacles, all of these wearables that you know are 100% going to be coming out on the market very quickly, especially now that AI has gone visual. And this is where that reality becomes a thing for businesses, for marketers, where everybody has a assistant who's shopping for them, who's talking with them, engaging with them about the brands they're seeing around in their world, in their space. And we've talked so much about what that could mean for the world of business and marketing, where everybody has that PhD level assistant in their pocket with them every single day. And now that virtual assistant just gain the ability to see in real time along with you. ChatGPT, again, appears to be the first one to make it available to a large portion of the market. And for that, I am all about ChatGPT. And I was relatively close to letting ChatGPT go, and never again will I doubt them in the AI race. Making this available for $20 a month is a huge, huge win for me as far as the users go. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about the details of the announcement and the technology. This again was released yesterday. I can't believe we're only halfway through the 12 days of OpenAI at day, well, I guess a little over day 7 now, and this is what we're getting. We also got Sora, the video model, which was launched with some bumps in the road, to say the least, but I think that this launch very much makes up for it, or at least starts to. Today, they announced a projects feature, which, if you're familiar with Claude or Anthropic, you know what it means. It basically allows you to organize and categorize your chats to help you organize the tool and the way you use it. And I think it's a great idea. The left bar in my ChatGPT is a giant mess, and I very much appreciate the projects feature within Claude, and I'm glad that that's coming to ChatGPT as well. But back to video and screen sharing in advanced voice modes, you're going to be able to do things like analyze live video feeds, engage in natural conversations about the things that you're observing. You can ask questions about the things you're observing. It can teach you about all of the things you're observing. You have a tutor now in your pocket as well that can see and interact with your environment. But let's talk a little bit about the screen sharing. So in addition to being able to see what your camera is being pointed at, ChatGPT can also see your screen via the screen sharing capability. Users can share their device screens with ChatGPT, and the AI can explain different settings menus, how to use the tool in the best ways, how to optimize things in your tool, provide guidance on math problems. It can analyze basically any content displayed on the screen. I will say this is where I ran into my first significant limitation of the tool. I asked it to read an X feed for me, and it said that it could not distinctly read text on a page, which was a little surprising to me. And I think that when it can read text that it's seen, like if you're pointing it at a book or something like that, that's going to be another huge leap forward in this vision technology. But again, the fact that we're basically in our first version of this pocket genius that can now see your environment, I think we're doing okay. And I'll try not to get too picky and greedy about the limitations. As far as availability, there is a rollout process, like we just mentioned. I do have access to it myself. So if you are a ChatGPT Plus subscriber, a Teams user, or of course a Pro subscriber, the new subscription tier, then you should have access to it as well. Although it did just start yesterday as far as rolling out, and they do say that it could take about a week. But it's being rolled out to iOS and Android. I am running on iOS, so I hope if you have iOS or an Apple device, you have it as well. And I really hope if you have an Android device that you get access to. I would imagine that they've gotten pretty deep through the rollout. The rollout should, again, be completed in about a week. Unfortunately, if you are living in the EU or Switzerland or Iceland or Norway or Liechtenstein, for example, from the linked source in the show notes, you're not going to have access to this feature. And that's been the case for a lot of features from ChatGPT and other AI companies, much to the chagrin of tech adopters in the EU. And that's basically for a variety of policy reasons. So if you do have the ChatGPT app on your device, you should be able to open up that advanced voice mode. And right next to or at the bottom of the screen, there is a camera icon or a video icon that you can tap. And that's going to begin your video interaction. The screen sharing option is under the three-dot menu on the voice mode interface, so you can access that under the menu option. Additionally, a little holiday-themed bonus for us users, ChatGPT also added a Santa voice or a Santa mode to their advanced voice modes cut here. So now, in addition to the other voices that they've made available or what you've had access to in advanced voice mode so far, you can talk with Santa, and I have to say, it is pretty fun. So the system has demonstrated some very impressive capabilities. I have been blown away by the sheer implications of what this could mean for the future of human technology interaction, human AI interaction, all of that. It is very strong in identifying or remembering specific objects or individuals within conversations or interactions. It can provide real-time guidance for tasks like baking or coffee brewing, as an example, again, given in the sources linked in today's show notes, says, and also understanding and analyzing complex visual information. However, there have, again, been some limitations shown. We mentioned the ability to read text or not read text, I should say. And then in one of the tests I was doing, there was a slight mispronunciation of a word, which is also common with humans. So, maybe it's baked in. They want that to be more natural. But there's also a limitation when it comes to geometric problem solving, apparently. For, I guess there is a, that spatial aspect awareness is still growing and learning and is very much in development. But as we all know, it will most likely be teaching itself. The AI model will be teaching itself and pointing out its own mistakes. And with human feedback, it's very likely going to improve at a similar rate to the tools that we've seen so far. Although it should be noted that there will likely be some plateauing in many of these leading models of AI companies. And this has kind of been echoed by some leaders in the space. Now that the easy wins, or the quote unquote low hanging fruit, have been achieved and have been gathered, there's going to have to be a bit of a larger shift as far as whether it's processing power or supercomputing or model architecture before there's another boom or another race of maybe daily amazing advancements. But who knows if that is actually going to be, you know, with the agentic AI boom on the horizon, that might be an entirely new chapter of equally rapid improvements and developments. So now I'm going to see what I can do with my limited technical setup here and limited camera availability in the early days of the AI Marketing Navigator to show you guys what the tool is all about. You'll have to forgive me again with the limited space that I have. What I think I'll do is I'll use our amazing little Funko Pop display. I don't know if there's any Funko Pop lovers out there who are also addicted to pop culture and collecting as I am, but I think I'll point the camera at some of our Funkos. I'll zoom in and I'll ask Santa to identify the objects that it sees, and I'll ask questions about those objects, and hopefully that will not be too difficult for you all to engage with or watch, and you will get a good idea of what the tool is all about and just how impressive this AI vision is going to be, in my opinion. So let's go ahead. Okay, so we have opened up advanced voice mode, and we're talking to Santa. Merry Christmas, Santa. Are you very busy?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, my dear friend. It's always a busy time up here at the North Pole, but it's a joyful kind of busy. How have you been?
I've been great. I'm actually considering what I would like to add to my Christmas list, and maybe you could help me. I'm going to turn on your vision here. Can you tell me what you're looking at right now, Santa?
I see a marvelous shelf filled with colorful collectible figures. They look quite splendid and neatly arranged. Are these some of your favorite characters?
They are. Do you know what brand of figures they are?
Ho, ho, ho! I believe those are Funko Pop figures. They're very popular collectibles indeed. Do you have a favorite one among them?
I don't think I do. I'll have to decide. Which one do you like the best on the shelf?
Well, I see a Superman figure at the top left. Superman has always been a wonderful hero. Do you also like superheroes?
I do. I think that's actually a video and not a figure, but that's okay. I understand you're still learning. Let me zoom in on something for you, Santa. What character...
From what I can see, it looks like a delightful collection of figures. Each one is unique and full of character. Is there a specific one you're curious about?
I understand you're still learning. Can you tell me which character you're looking at right now?
That golden character is C-3PO from Star Wars, a very distinguished and helpful droid. Does he hold a special place in your collection?
Actually, not one of my most favorites. But what are you looking at right now?
That looks like Sophia from the Golden Girls. She's quite a memorable character. Do you enjoy watching that show?
I have to say, you busted me in front of the AI Marketing Navigators. I do like a good episode of the Golden Girls. Okay, Santa, thanks so much for demonstrating your super awesome ability to see. And I hope that you make sure to stop by the AI Marketing Navigator with a bunch of good presents this year.
I'm glad I could help spread some holiday cheer. Rest assured, I'll have some wonderful...
There you have it. I did just cut off Santa, so I feel a little guilty about that. Hopefully it won't result in any coal in my stocking to continue with my horribly cliche Santa jokes. But there you have it, you guys. We just saw the ability of my ChatGPT assistant to view my Funko Pops, view what's happening around me. Again, as simple as it may seem with all the advancements that we've had recently and the poor planning and relatively low budget example that you just saw, I truly believe that this is just the foundation of such huge change with AI assistance, with AI agents. The way that we interact with AI just continues and continues to become more natural, more human-like. And I cannot say this enough. We are truly living through a sci-fi story every day now. And personally, I am 100% here for it. I love it. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.